Let fame, that all hunt after in their lives, live registered upon our brazen tombs. Navarre shall be the wonder of the world, our court, a little academy. You three, Barone, Demain, and Longueville, have sworn for 3 years' term to live with me. Your oaths are passed, and now subscribe your names.
I am resolved. 'Tis but a 3 years' fast. The mind shall banquet, though the body pine.
My loving lord, Demain is mortified. To love, to wealth, to pomp, I pine and die with all these living in philosophy.
But there are other strict observances, as not to see a woman in that term, the which I hope well is not enrolled there, and 1 day in a week to touch no food, and but 1 meal on every day beside, the which I hope is not enrolled there, and then to sleep but 3 hours in the night, and not to be seen to wink of all the day, which I hope well is not enrolled there. Oh, these barren tasks, too hard to keep, not to see ladies, study fast, not sleep.
We'll sit you out. Go home, Barone, adieu.
No, my good lord, I have sworn to stay with you. Item, that no woman shall come within a mile of my court. Hath this been proclaimed?
4 days ago.
On pain of losing her tongue? Who devised this penalty?
Marry, that did I.
Sweet lord, and why?
To fright them hence with that dread penalty. Item, if any man be seen to talk with a woman within the term of 3 years, he shall endure such public shame as the rest of the court can possibly devise.
This article, my liege, yourself must break, for well you know, here comes here an embassy, the French king's daughter with yourself to speak.
What say you, lords? Why, this was quite forgot.
So study evermore is overshot.
We must of force dispense with this decree. She must lie here on mere necessity.
Necessity will make us all forsworn, 3,000 times within this 3 years' space. So, to the laws at large, I write my name.
Signor Arme Arme command you. There's a villainy aboard. This letter will tell you more.
A letter from the magnificent Armado.
The matter is to me, sir, as concerning Jacquinetta. I was seen with her in the manor house.
Great deputy, the Welkins Viscerant and sole denominator of Navarre, my soul's earth's god and body's fostering patron.
Not a word of costard yet.
Shh!
Peace.
So it is, as I am a gentleman, betook myself to walk. The time was about the 6th hour, when beasts most graze, birds best peck, and men sit down to that nourishment which is called supper. I did encounter an obscene and preposterous event. There did I see that low-spirited swain.
Me?
That shallow vassal.
Me?
Which, as I remember, hight Costard.
Me.
Him I have sent to thee, to receive the meed of punishment, by thy sweet grace's officer, Anthony Dull.
Me ain't shall pleased in you, I am Anthony Dull.
For Jacquinetta, so is the weaker vessel called, which I apprehended with the aforesaid swain. I shall bring her to trial. Thine, in all compliments of the devoted and heart-burning heat of duty, Don Adriano de Armado.
It was proclaimed a year's imprisonment to be taken with a wench.
I was taken with none, sir. I was taken with a damsel.
Well, it was proclaimed damsel.
This was no damsel neither. I was taken with a maid.
Sir, I will pronounce your sentence. You shall fast a week with bran and water.
I had rather pray a month with mutton and porridge.
And Don Armado shall be your keeper. My Lord Barone, see him delivered, O'er, and go we lords to put into practice that which each to other hath so strongly sworn.
I'll lay my head to any good man's hat. These oaths and laws will prove an idle scorn. Sirrah, come on.
Boy, what sign is it when a man of great spirits grows melancholy?
A great sign, sir, that he will look sad.
How canst thou pass sadness and melancholy, my tender juvenile?
By a familiar demonstration of the working, my tough senior.
Why tough senior? Why tough senior?
Why tender juvenile? Why tender juvenile?
I spoke it, tender juvenile, as a congruent epithetone, appertaining to thy young days, which we may nominate tender.
And I, tough senior, as an imperant to your title to your old time, which we may name Tough.
I'll hereupon confess I am in love, as it is base for a soldier to love. So am I in love with a base wench? Come for me, boy. What great men have been in love?
Samson, master. He was a man of good carriage. He carried the town gates on his back, and he was in love.
Who was Samson's love, my dear Marth?
A woman, master.
Get off!
Get off!
Sir, the Duke's pleasure is that you keep Costard safe, and you must suffer him to take no delight or no penance, but a must fast 3 days for a week. For this damsel, I must keep her at the park. Fare you well.
I do betray myself with blushing. Maid?
Man?
I will visit thee at the lodge.
That's hereby.
I know it is situate.
Lord, how wise you are.
I will tell thee wonders.
With that face?
I love thee.
So I heard you say.
And so farewell.
Fair weather after you.
Come, Jacquinetta, away.
Villain, thou shalt fast for thy offences, ere thou be pardoned.
Well, sir, I hope, when I do it, I will do it on a full stomach.
Take away this villain. Shut him up.
Come, you transgressing slave, away.
Yeah, come with us.
Come on, come on, hurry up.
I do affect the very ground which is base, where her shoe which is baser, guided by her foot which is basest doth tread. For love is a familiar, love is a devil, there's no evil angel, but love.